This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
You apparently don't have to do anything illegal for law enforcement to ask for your Google data. Senators ask intelligence officials to declassify details about TikTok and ByteDance. And China bans Intel and AMD processors in government computers. It's Monday, March 25th, and this is Engadget News. Federal authorities in the U.S. asked Google for the names, addresses, telephone numbers, and user activity of the accounts that watched certain YouTube videos between January 1st and 8th last year. That's according to unsealed court documents viewed by Forbes. People who watched those videos while they weren't logged into an account weren't safe either, because the government also asked for their IP addresses. The investigators reportedly ordered Google to hand over the information as part of an investigation into someone who uses the name Elon Musk WHM online. Authorities suspect that Elon Musk WHM is selling Bitcoin for cash and is thus breaking money laundering laws, as well as running an unlicensed money transmitting business. Undercover agents reportedly sent the suspect links to videos of YouTube tutorials for mapping via drones and augmented reality software in their conversations back in early January. Those videos, however, were not private and had been collectively viewed over 30,000 times, which means the government was potentially asking Google for private information on quite a large number of users. Based on the documents Forbes had seen, the court granted the order but had asked Google to keep it under wraps. It's also unclear if Google handed over the data the authorities were asking for. In another incident, authorities asked the company for a list of accounts that viewed and or interacted with 8 YouTube live streams. Cops requested that information after learning that they were being watched through a stream while they were searching an area following a report that an explosive was placed inside a trash can. One of those video live streams was posted by the Boston and Maine Live account, which has over 130,000 subscribers. A Google spokesperson told Forbes that the company follows a rigorous process to protect the privacy of its users, but critics and privacy advocates are still concerned that government agencies are overstepping and are using their power to obtain sensitive information on people who just happened to watch specific YouTube videos and aren't in any way doing anything illegal. As the Senate considers the bill that would force a sale or ban of TikTok, lawmakers have heard directly from intelligence officials about the alleged national security threat posed by the app. Now, 2 prominent senators are asking the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to declassify and make public what they have shared. The exact nature of the intelligence community's concerns about the app has long been a source of debate. Lawmakers in the House received a similar briefing just ahead of their vote on the bill. But while the briefing seemed to bolster support for the measure, some members said they left unconvinced, with one lawmaker saying that not a single thing that we heard was unique to TikTok. According to Axios, some senators described their briefing as shocking, though the group is not exactly known for their particularly nuanced understanding of the tech industry. In its report, Axios says that one lawmaker said they were told TikTok is able to spy on the microphone on users' devices, track keystrokes, and determine what the users are doing on other apps. That may sound alarming, but it's also a description of the kinds of app permissions social media services have been requesting for more than a decade. TikTok has long denied that its relationship with parent company ByteDance would enable Chinese government officials to interfere with its service or spy on Americans. And so far, there is no public evidence that TikTok has ever been used in this way. If U.S. intelligence officials do have evidence that is more than hypothetical, it would be a major bombshell in the long-running debate surrounding the app.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
China has introduced guidelines that bar the use of U.S. processors from AMD and Intel in government computers and servers, the Financial Times reported. The new rules also block Microsoft Windows and foreign database products in favor of domestic solutions, marking the latest movement in a long-running tech trade war between the two countries. Government agencies must now use safe and reliable domestic replacements for AMD and Intel chips. The list includes 18 approved processors, including chips from Huawei and the state-backed company Phytium, both of which are banned in the U.S. The new rules, introduced in December and quietly implemented recently, could have a significant impact on Intel and AMD. China accounted for 27% of Intel's $54 billion in sales last year and 15% of AMD's revenue of $23 billion, according to the Financial Times. It's not clear how many chips are used in government versus the private sector, however. The moves are China's most aggressive yet to restrict the use of U.S.-built technology. Last year, Beijing prohibited domestic firms from using Micron chips in critical infrastructure. Meanwhile, the U.S. has banned a wide range of Chinese companies, ranging from chip manufacturers to aerospace firms. The Biden administration has also blocked U.S. companies like NVIDIA from selling AI and other chips to China. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by Mariella Moon, Carissa Bell, and Lawrence Bonk, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.